What else is going? What are the other current GOG trials right now?
The two trials that are of interest, we talked about the maintenance trial and follow-up from 178, you know, looking at this whole concept of maintenance and whether there's an advantage or not, and that's being answered by GOG 212. Then as we move and look at frontline therapy, the current high-priority trial is GOG 218, and what that trial does is look at the role of incorporating a biologic, an anti-angiogenic bevacizumab. So the thought here is that from our 170 series, which is our biologic series, which had a mixture of recurrent tumors that were platinum sensitive and platinum resistant, which is just basically defined as to when they recur relative to 6 months. If it's less than 6 months, they're platinum resistant. Greater than 6 months, they're platinum sensitive. In that particular trial, we found an almost 20% response rate using bevacizumab as a single agent, so not using it in combination with any other cytotoxic.
You put patients on that study?
We did.
You yourself, individually?
Yep.
Did you see patients respond yourself?
Yes.
Were you surprised?
A little bit.
I imagine so.
In fact, I had one patient that had ascites, and the ascites went away after 3 cycles.
That's what I've been hearing, and the question of, is this just anti-tumor effect or something that has to do with interstitial pressure or something else?
I think it's a combination with the preferential way it works on the ascites. You know, there certainly seems to be a clear biologic effect, though, in terms of pleural effusions, ascites, those types of things.
And again, what I'm hearing is that it seems to last pretty long. Is that what you've
pretty
seen?
Pretty durable response. Out of the 170Q, the progression-free survival of all the drugs that have been looked at historically was the best with bevacizumab.
And what was seen in terms of side effects and toxicity?
Well, it was interesting because in that particular trial, not a lot was seen in the way of toxicity.